this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of His grace.
Very quickly, turn your Bibles open with me to the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John, chapter number 5. I will read from verse 1 through to 9. John chapter 5, from verse 1 through to verse 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, of halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Will you be made well? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Tell your neighbor for me, rise, take up your bed and walk. Tell him, another person, rise up and walk. Say to the third person, rise up and walk. In every aspect of your life, rise up and walk. Crawling is coming to an end today. And Jesus said to him, rise up, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The same day was the Sabbath. Infallible proofs has been a focus of discussion, deliberations, and prayers, which means God intends to reveal his acts, his proofs, his works, bypassing man, bypassing law, bypassing protocols to accomplish his task, his counsel, his purpose in the lives of men. Acts of the Apostle. We took this theme, chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 3. Verse 3 particularly, but from verse 1 for clarity. The Bible says, The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Do and teach until the day in which he was taken up after he had, through the Holy Ghost, given instruction and commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3 now says, To whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. There are two things I need you to note tonight as we go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. Number one, that infallible proofs, miracles, and testimonies are the acts of God. Please understand that they are the acts of God. As a matter of fact, the strange acts of God. What is God set to do tonight? God is set to demonstrate his strange acts that we put an end, listen, put an end to age-long afflictions, age-long situations, or conditions that you were born with. There are people here, you were born with certain conditions. You were born with certain situations. But the Lord is said to put an end to unfavorable conditions or situations that you were born with. There are people listening to me under the sound of my voice. There are certain conditions you were born with that you have concluded are incurable or is incurable or unchangeable. But the Lord Jesus, the miracle working Jesus, the one anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, the one who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, said such conditions that you were born with as a proof of my presence and putting an end to that negative condition, says the Lord Jesus, if you believe, say amen. So on this crusade ground, get set for the Lord to stretch his hand to reach out to your situation and put an end to everything that is contrary to the counsel and the will of God in your life. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21. Isaiah, listen to this. The choir sang, Oluwa Dide, let God arise. I don't know who that person is, but for your sake tonight, the Lord will arise. They didn't say amen very well here. Yeah? I will bring myself to them here. Yeah? Maybe I will hear a triumphant amen here. Yeah? The Lord will arise because of you. Yeah? I said the Lord will arise because of you. For what you are, I mean, say, Oluwa, you tori ready day. Be a woman, Jesus, so can go, party, work, Jesus. Oluwa, tori me today. Will you make that your prayer now? Ask him, arise for my sake. Jesus, arise for my sake. Lord Jesus, arise for the sake of my family. Arise for the sake of my business. Arise for the sake of my children. There is a parent here. God needs to arise on behalf of your children, one of your children. You better cry out. God, arise for the sake of my daughter, for the sake of my son. Arise, scatter the enemies, scatter every conspiracy against his life, against his destiny. Scatter it, oh God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. The Lord will arise because of you. So Isaiah 28 verse 21. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth. He shall be angry. Because of what the enemy has done to you. Because of how the enemy has tampered with your life, God will be angry with everyone that has stretched an evil hand into your life and destiny. God will be angry with them. And he can obey me. He bin wo loru yoru. Si ori awon to ti nawo ibi si o. To ba je won ni samida da. Whoever has stretched an evil hand to you, the anger of God will be released against them. The Lord was wrought as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work. What kind of work? His strange work, and bring to pass his acts. His act. his strange act. Somebody says, strange work, strange act. Say louder, strange work, strange act. So what happened on Mount Perazim? What happened there? What did God do on that mountain, Mount Perazim? 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse number 17 to 20. 2 Samuel chapter 5. But when the Philistines heard that the Lord had anointed David, or that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines gathered against him. As you are seated here, listening to me, as you are watching or listening online, there are certain gatherings against what you will become. But tonight, everyone that is gathering against what you become will be scattered for your sake. Oh my God, I thought you would shout a loud amen. There are ganging ups against what you will become. Every man of destiny, please hear this. The devil will not fight you if you don't matter. Let me take that again. The devil does not fight what he does not fear. If you don't matter, if your dream and destiny don't matter, then the enemy will not fight. But if your dream is a glorious one, if you have a great destiny, a great future, the enemy will fight. As soon as the Philistines heard that David was anointed king, they came to seek him, to fight him. What happened? Let's read on. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley. They spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. They call it the valley of Rephaim, meaning the valley of giants. We are giants. We want to intimidate Israel. We are giants. And so David inquired of the Lord, shall I go against them? Will you deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said to David, go. I will surely deliver them. Hands, verse number 20. And David came to Baal Perazim. The Philistines called the place Rephaim, the valley of Rephaim. David called the place Baal Perazim, the valley of breaking through. What they called giants, David said, I am breaking through the giants. Tonight you are breaking through. These are the things that God wants to do. The strange act. I want someone to please get saved. Let your spirit man be open. I need to give you this charge before I lead you to pray. There will be a breaking forth of the power of God against the enemies of your destiny. You are more than this. You are more than this. Kind of, you are more. Somebody else say, I am more than this. I need you to know. I need you to pray. A wonderful sister was in a relationship with a brother, sister and brother. And they were planning marriage. They have done introduction. The mother of the young man lived abroad. I use the word lived. I don't know if she's still there. She lived abroad. And she called this lady, this young girl, in relationship with her son. Then she said, she wolo fe gbo omo ina lowo ina. So are you the one? What is omo ina? You are the one that want to collect the child of fire from the hand of fire. Meaning what? That lady did not know how to fight. She just withdrew. And the relationship ended. Alright. Before she did that, she asked a young man, make a choice. Choose between me and your mother. Listen, let me tell you one basic truth. For a man, for his mother to be a witch, for the teeth of that witch, or one tooth or two teeth, to be long like this, as long as she is our son, he won't choose you. He will tell you, if she's a witch, she has not killed me. Manager. Oh, they didn't get what I'm saying. They didn't get what. There are three things you don't fight with. You don't contend with in a man. His mother. His wife. His money. Go and fight my mother. Abuse my mother. I will mistakenly slap my mother. And tell me not to fight because I am an anointed man of God. If I anoint him, I feel well. Slap my wife. Abuse my wife. That's okay. Slap her in my presence. And expect me to do nothing because I am the holy man of God. Wajia. Wajewe. Wajia. Wajewe. Yao. But what me about Karen? Pastor Wale is looking at me that, oh my God. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So she withdrew. And that was the end. The lady is over 50. She's not married. The enemy rose up. Say you are the one that has been anointed to marry this man. The Philistines rose up. But David asked God, shall I fight? Will you deliver them to my hand? God said, rise, fight. Tonight you want to fight. It might not be marriage. They might have concluded that you will not be more than this. It keeps coming back that you are more than this. It keeps coming back to me that you are. It's that person. Do you know you are more than this? Then I can hear your yes. Then you must be ready on Mount Perazim to fight against every power that wants to keep you like this. Tonight, we judge them in the name of Jesus. Somebody let me shout it, I am more than this. I'm feeling a kind of a silence or quietness from the choir stand. Are you no more than this? Ah. And the Lord said, as I live, says the Lord, as these people have spoken in my ears, so will I do. If everybody saying I'm more than this, that's when you are quiet and gisty. Ah! I am more than this, oh! So go back to Mount Perazim. So David called the place. Please don't call your problem a problem. Give it another name. What you say in the ears of God is what God will make happen. If you say, will this problem not kill me? Go and dig your grave. But I will rise above this situation. I will overcome this situation. That you are rising above it, then you are overcoming it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David inquired the Lord, and the Lord said, go. And then he came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the bridge of waters. I do not know the stubborn enemy that has been holding down to your life and to your destiny, but tonight you are breaking forth upon them. The Lord will break forth upon your enemies. Those who are holding you down, they will give up concerning you. Those holding down your business will give up concerning your business. Those holding down your children will give up concerning them. If they refuse to give up, let them die. So David broke through upon them. I don't know those who are contending with you. I don't know what those who are challenging what you should become. I don't know the forces that have kept you the way you are, kept you like this, kept you against your wish, kept you against your desire. There is a longing on your inside to rise, but they are keeping you down. Enough is enough. Strange act of God. Strange act of God. Go back to John chapter 5. And so Jesus saw that man at the pool of Bethesda. John chapter 5 from verse 1. Verse 2, verse 3. He was the pool. Jesus came to that pool. And the Bible says it was in a marketplace, sheep market. By the sheep market. A sheep market. The world we are in is a market. And in this market, there are lots of impotencies, impotent folks. There are so many of us in this market who are impotent. Now, the pool is called Bethesda. Bethesda means house of kindness, house of mercy. But in the house of kindness and mercy, there were impotent folks. In what area of your life have you been impotent? Tonight, your impotence is cured. They miss a chance of saying amen. Yo. God told me, he has said it before, that I'm curing impotence. It could be biological or physiological impotence, but God is curing it tonight. It could be mental or emotional impotence. God is curing it tonight. God is curing financial impotence tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. After today, no more impotency in your life, in your destiny. You become potent in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. I keep hearing it. There is somebody, you are not here. Somebody is hearing me. No, he's not in this auditorium. But you are impotent. You can't even tell people. You can't tell people. When I was growing up, there was one man. Call his name Brother Jay. Brother Jay was impotent, but we didn't know. This brother had slept with all the girls on the street in his imagination. When a girl is passing, where they were playing draft, he would tell his friends, "See that girl, I've slept with her." Eh? Another girl is passing. See that girl. He kept, nobody asked him. But that's one of a sign of impotency. We are start announcing to people so that you will not suspect him. So one stubborn girl knew that Brother Jay was impotent. Brother Jay was over 40. He was living in his father's house. He had a twin brother who had married and had three children. So one day, this stubborn girl went to the house and heard Brother Jay. I said, "Brother Jay, I love you. Today you must sleep with me. I want you to sleep. I love you. Sleep with me today." Brother Jay said, "Ha, ha." Over 40. He said, "Ha, ha. Baba, wa li- Baba is around. Baba is around." His father had been praying for him, going to Mante for him to shout. He was not saying, "Baba is around. Baba is around." So the guy said, "No. Baba will not talk. Are you old now? Your twin brother said, Baba will not talk." He said, "Ha, ha." The girl did not ask him for money. He took money and gave him ma, and gave her big money. I said, "Go, go, 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 go." So the girl collected money and told another friend. That one now went. I said, "Brother Jay, you must sleep with me today." They kept collecting money from me because he could not do. Impotence. Can you imagine? But somebody under the sound of my voice, with the agreement of faith with the saint, your physical, biological, or psychological impotency is cured now. Your financial impotence is cured now. Your mental impotence is cured now. You know, the poverty of the mind is worse than the poverty of the pocket. You are cured. So impotent folks of art and blind and maimed and withered, always waiting for the troubling of the water. Another thing God is curing, a proof of his presence, of his act, is stagnation. Stagnation. That man was stagnated for 38 years. Listen, the Bible says in verse 5, put that scripture on the screen. A certain man was there with the spirit of infirmity for 38 years. Verse 6, listen to what the scripture says. And when Jesus saw him, like, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus knew, although this man's problem was older than Jesus, but Jesus knew. Was he not the one that created the heavens and the earth? Was he not the one that made all things? Was there any other thing made without him? He knew. I want you to understand, Jesus knows how long you have been in this situation. He knows. Tell your neighbor for me, Jesus knows. He understands. He knows all things. And the reason why he has allowed your situation to linger is so that he may get the glory by it. So that he may be glorified. May God be glorified in your matter. I am suspecting your amen. May God be glorified in your matter. In the name of Jesus. Lift up both hands and say, Father, be glorified in my matter. In the name of Jesus. Shout your amen 3 times. Another thing that the Lord is terminating tonight is rejection and helplessness. Rejection and helplessness. Jesus said to the man, do you want to be made whole? In verse number 7, look at the man's answer. He answered and said, I have no man. Is it possible for someone to have no man in your life? Did he not come from a particular house? When Jesus said, rise up, take up your bed, rise up, take your bed and go, where did he go? Where did he go? So he had people, but they rejected him. Your situation, your lack could make people reject you. May you not have problems, though. That is when you will know if you have people. It's when you have an issue, when you have a challenge, that is when you know whether you have people, whether you have friends, whether you have relations. May you not have problems. He was rejected. And there are so many people who have gone through rejection. You've been rejected in relationship, but that hurts today. God wants to show his strange act. His act is strange act. Strange act and strange works and strange act. God wants to reveal that in you. His strange act is strange works. Rejection and stagnation. For how long have you been like this? How long? Are you not tired of this situation? Your time has come. Because I realized that this impotent man did not go to Jesus. Mercy came to him. He was where he was. He was where he had always been. He was where he had been for 38 years. But mercy came looking for him. Mercy. There are 5 people here. Mercy is looking for you. Mercy is looking for you here. Come on, I said, mercy is looking for you. Mercy is looking for you. I know why in the Kerala. Mercy is looking for someone watching online. Mercy is looking for you. Mercy is looking for you. And mercy will find you. In the name of Jesus. Now, things will happen because Jesus is alive. The hearts of God, they are evidences of his being alive. Evidences that Jesus is alive. In that Acts that we read, chapter 1, verse 3, he says, to whom also he showed himself alive. He showed himself alive. He revealed himself alive, that I am alive. And tonight, He will reveal again in your life that He is alive. In the name of Jesus. Terminating stagnation. Terminating infirmities. Terminating the things you were born with. Somebody, what they suffer in your father's house, you won't suffer it anymore. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Nikuni Biogo. The forces that want to strike you at the junction of glory, we strike them tonight. Please stand up. Stand up. I want us to strike them first. I want us to do what? But let me not expose you to danger by asking you to strike without a definite cover. Without a definite what? Cover. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. The Bible tells us that the name of the Lord is what? It's a strong tower. The righteous runneth him and they are saved. The name of the Lord. Tonight is a night of distribution of portions of destiny. Distribution of portions. But we are going to fight. I told you of that lady. They said, maybe that is the reason why some of you are still where you are and how you are. Because you did not know how to go about it. We want to. But listen, again, I said, I don't want to expose you to danger if you don't have the cover. You run to the name of Jesus for cover. You run into the name of Jesus for what? For cover. He be abode. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you tamper with the enemy without cover, you remember what the demons did to the seven sons of Sceva. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? And he beat them. One demon-possessed man beat seven boys or seven men. Beat them, strip them naked and wounded them. So don't let me expose you to danger. Close your eyes, everybody. Before we go to pray, you are here on this crusade ground. You are not born again. Or you are not sure. I want you to be sure. I want to pray with you. If you are not born again and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to please come out now. I want to pray with you. There is no time to waste. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want you to step up very quickly. Very quickly. Everybody close your eyes. I am not sure that I'm born again. Please, I want to pray with you. Come out now. Come out now. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I don't want to expose you to the attack. I'm waiting. Where is that person? Somebody, you are here. It's your night. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Otherwise, if you are not sure, when the time of prayer has come, you better don't pray. You better don't pray. And I mean it. So I'm waiting for you now. I wait for 30 seconds more. Waiting for you. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. Now. More. Thank you, Jesus. Give Jesus a big clap of praise. You are saved. I celebrate with you. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to take what belongs to you. You are going to set fire. Fire for fire. Everyone holding on to what belongs to me, release it by fire. Are you ready to pray? Raise your voice and shout. Any man or woman, power or force, holding on to what belongs to me, release it by fire. In the name of Jesus, Lift your voice and pray that prayer now. It's time to pray, not to play. It's time to pray, not to play. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Some of you don't understand because you have not gone through some experiences. And you have not seen people who have gone through such experiences. If you have gone through some experiences, or if you know people who have gone through some experiences, you will pray. A brother wrote jam 5 times. And the least mark he scored was 278. 5 times. Another one time he scored 296. He was never given admission. Something will just happen. Something. Until prayer began. 5 times, so 5 years. 5 years. So when he finally entered school, his classmates call him Uncle Egbon. Egbon, they called him Egbon. 5 times. 5 times. Some forces were keeping him down. It was more than what he was getting. I want you to react to God. Now, this is your time. As you pray, your deliverance will take place. If you know you are more than a different area of your life, you are more than being single, you are more than this, you are more than your financial status now. One penny, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. What do you do? They ask you for money. You fight. If you are still fighting your spouse because of small money, you are more than this. You are more than this. And if you are still troubling your husband for who you are more than this. You are still troubling your husband for money for salt. Oh, what Binu, you are not angry that your husband did not give you money for salt. You now cook food without salt. Remember what is he saying? I ask you for money for salt. You didn't give me. You are more than this. Are you ready to pray? Your deliverance is now. You will raise your voice and shout, I am more than this. You didn't shout it like someone who made business. I am more than this. Every power that wants to keep me like this, release me by fire. Lift your voice and pray. Abayota sabo yalaba. Endra yalaba ba 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 ba. Can I see desperation? Desperation in your face, in your prayer. Sipatasa, rinatoskotosho, free palada da 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 da. I am more than this. Every power keeping me like this, release me by fire. Somebody's praying. Yes. Seba gayala ba 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 ba. Yes. Your deliverance is taking place now. Aha. Aha. Yes. Yes. Eh ga ga go gala ba yala ba la ba yala ga da 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 ba da ba ga da ba da. Je le bon robo susa. Wa bro yo lo bon susa. Wa bro yo lo bon susa. Ya bra la ga da ba ba sa sa ta yala.
Ambranosadaya. Ambronosusadayala. Shade de bede rebeso so yala baba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You want to pray? Oluwa, nitori mi dide. Father, arise for my sake. Somebody say that, Father. Arise for my sake. See, if God rises for your sake, He undoes the matters you cannot undo yourself. He fight the enemies that are stronger than you. That's what happens when He rises for your sake. What will happen now as you pray this prayer? As God rises for your sake, He will remove every evil hand on your destiny. Evil hand on your womb is removed. Now. When? When? Where? Here now. Evil hand. Some of you, as you pray this next prayer, you will see that hand removed from your stomach, from your tummy, from your mind, from your head, from your life, from your business. That hand will be removed. So you want God to arise for your sake. You will raise your voice and shout, Father, arise for my sake. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Yesato bra yala ba 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 ba. Yesakata yala ba ra 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 ra. Arise for my sake. Arise. Yeshabale sata yala gada. La sataya la barabadadadada. Abraya la barabadadadadadada. Eskenebe. Abra sataya la babababababababa. Yes.
Oluwa dide. Oluwa o.
Just listen to the world of His grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.